I heard Tamara Rush deliver a story today. And every time I hear this name, not Tamara Rush, the name she was talking about, every time I hear this name, I stop absolutely in my tracks. It haunts me. It hits me. And it makes me feel a, certain way. And it does honestly strike a little fear.
Crews were out excavating a small plot near a home in South Buffalo on Tuesday. Private investigator Steve Ridge, who is offering a $100,000 reward, says he wasn't involved in the dig, but thinks it may connect to tips he's received.
I have had some direct tips from a variety of people that have suggested that both on that side and the other side of the Allegheny River in the same general location are spots that should be checked.
He says he's optimistic they're closer to solving the case.
You know, after 40-some years, there have just been some substantial breakthroughs that have occurred.
Ridge says he believes authorities have zeroed in on what happened to Sherry Mahan and told me he's optimistic that justice will eventually be served. Tamara Rush, News Radio KDKA.
You heard it right at the end there. Sherry Mahan. We talked about this on the show before. It hits you if you're of a certain age, and it makes you stop dead in your tracks. It just does. She was a girl, and she's been declared dead, 4 years older than me. 8 years old when she disappeared, February 22nd, 1985. They've been searching for her ever since. Now, this case is haunting to many, like I said, especially those right around my age. You remember being told to stay inside. You remember that van with the skier on it. You remember all this stuff. Now, the Find Sherry Mahan team has issued a statement, pretty much, on their Facebook page. And it's long and it's lengthy, and I'll go over the details. Yesterday, the Pennsylvania State Police and FBI quietly conducted a search along the Allegheny River in Clinton, Pennsylvania. While officials haven't shared what prompted it or what was found, we can confirm this location is separate from the cadaver dog search our team coordinated a few weeks ago in Clinton Township, outside of Saxonburg. Both areas remain significant for different reasons, and one does not discredit the other. Based on what we've learned, there may be multiple sites of interest connected to the same individuals or pattern of activity. In recent weeks, we've heard from individuals who bravely shared their stories of abuse and exploitation. Some of these survivors have corroborated key interconnections between our primary suspect and others in nearby areas, suggesting this may extend beyond a single predator or family. We're uncovering signs of a larger network that may have been involved not only in child exploitation, but other illegal activity. Some of those individuals may have been associated with biker groups or had loose ties to organized crime in western Pennsylvania. Also notably, some of these same individuals have ties to the area searched by Pennsylvania State Police. That connection deepens our connection that these crimes may have intersected more closely than anyone realized. We remain firm in our suspicion about who was responsible for Cherry's disappearance, but now believe those involved may have had help covering it up. Their accomplices may have hidden vehicles, called in false tips, and used connections to divert attention for decades. If you lived in Katanning, New Kensington, Saxonburg Triangle, and endured abuse, manipulation, or illegal activity connected to this group, please know you're not alone. If you feel safe doing so, we'd love to hear your story. We'll continue posting updates here as we get closer to uncovering the truth. All right, now that you hear that, and that's the Find Sherry Mahan team. And again, a crime committed on or about February 22nd, 1985. Do you think something way bigger is at play? That it wasn't just some girl getting off the school bus who was abducted and killed? When you put out a statement like that, I got a lot of questions. A ton of questions. Particularly when you say that you have a primary suspect. How long have you had that primary suspect? I've read about this extensively because, again, it shakes me to my very soul considering I am right around that age. I remember vividly the newscasts saying, if you see this van, please report ASAP. There was no internet. We didn't have cell phones. Nobody texted. It shook Western Pennsylvania. And I've talked about this on the show before, how we all stopped in our tracks. But now you hear this, and you start to wonder if this was much deeper than we ever let on in the past. So I'll ask you, because we've all studied this, we went over it, we read it. Of course, if you are probably 42, 43 years old plus, and definitely if you're 50 plus, you've read about it, you have some background on it, what do you think happened? I don't want to make this an open forum to just throw darts or just see what sticks against the wall, but there have to be a lot of people who have thought about this case, who have watched the specials, who have gone to the internet, and we do this now, sleuth around and played sort of amateur detective. I've done that myself and thought about it. You know, you hear maybe a biker gang, you hear maybe somebody was owed money, you hear this or that and gambling and the other thing. I don't know. Up until today, and that's crazy to think, up until today, I honestly thought a lot of that stuff was smoke and mirrors. That it was a single perp who just killed this girl, and it was a sick and awful individual who did it. But now you have this team that seems to be very officially tied in with the family that's throwing that out there. That this may extend beyond a single predator or family. We're uncovering signs of a larger network that may have been involved in not only child exploitation, but other illegal activity. Do you believe this, or is this just another Hail Mary that they're throwing? All I know is when I hear that name, it shakes me. It does. And now people are digging in the dirt, quite literally, in two different places.